Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. We're looking forward to doing some wonderful healings tonight, to be focused on healings and self-empowerment for everyone. There was just a wonderful healing call earlier this evening where Ron charged water for everybody for the week. And if you're not familiar with that, get on the website, creationlightship.com, and check that out and all the wonderful healings, and we'll be talking more about that. Meantime, I'd like to say hello to Ron.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. Welcome.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Light being up on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Charging for that. So here we go, everybody. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that should be charged up for everybody. And we could do something for stress. Let's do a stress clearing if anybody has any stress. So here we go, stress. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do one more here. Let's do a clearing for maybe people who aren't sleeping too well. So let's just see if we can help you out with that. Maybe you're going to sleep at night with some kind of anxiety or something. So here we go. One, releasing that. You have to think of it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, I'll turn back over to you again.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's wonderful. I think a lot of people have stress, so thank you so much for clearing that. And I wanted to say at the beginning here that the fast chat on BBS Radio is still not working. So please send any questions or requests for healings to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now. There are already several questions in there. But go ahead and send anything you'd like us to cover tonight into that. And I want to also announce that next for May, the healing calls are May 11th is the Saturday kickoff call. And the 3 8-hour calls next month will be May 12th. May 19th, and May 26th. And in case you're new, those calls actually are on the lightship, and you stay on the lightship all month, and you get physical healings through all the light beings, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I was wondering, Ron, if we could, we had a request for an entity clearing, and this person says, paraphrasing, that they feel tortured sometimes by how many entities seem to attach to them during a day. So I was wondering if we could do a sample of the entity clearing, but also if you could talk about dark entities a little bit for people.
Interesting. So let's look at entities. We collect them all the time according to our emotional state or physical pain state. So either way, they come into us. Let's do a clearing for people who picked up entities at 10 a.m. today. So between the time you woke up and 10 a.m., maybe something upset you or something happened, and they hopped into you not knowing it. And you won't know if they're with you till we get them released. So sit back. Here we go, releasing entities that got attracted to you from 10 a.m. to when you initially got up. So here we go. Releasing them. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And I will go from 10 to 2 p.m. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go from 2 to 6 p.m. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's a little heavier. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go from 6 to the current time right now for everybody. So here we go. Facing them, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So there we go. Just see if you felt the entities leave more at a certain time, as they will come into you. And these entities normally cause you situations and problems to occur. And it depends, you know, which ones come into you. It's hard to say, you know, how dark they are. Some could be very negative, we call dark. Some could just be normal ones that's looking for a good time for a body. So, I guess back to you again.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron. Do you see entities when you're just walking around town?
Sometimes. I normally turn all that stuff off, so I don't need to see them. It would be just like probably watching what you normally would see with your eyes, probably about five times more than that. As the entities
right.
are also on the streets walking, you know, on sidewalks and everything else, going in and out of stores. You know, they're doing the same thing that people are, except they're invisible. More of them than there are probably, you know, here in the population than there would be people. Back to you, Ann.
So we shouldn't really be all that surprised when they attach to us.
Oh, no, because they need a host. So, you know, that's like a no-brainer. So, yeah, definitely.
But sometimes they do kind of hang around in a certain place, right? And then
yeah, like
some poor person
has a lot of addictions, like a bar or something, or maybe even a restaurant, they're going to probably be hanging out there because they may be hungry, or they may want to have that drink, or maybe they're hanging out at a liquor store, you know, or something like that, you know, where there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of emotional stuff going on. That's where they're going to be. I'm sure that the sports games are probably, that place is probably packed full of entities, wherever you would see sports, football, baseball, basketball games or something, where the people get emotional. And this thing would you could be taken home with you.
Right.
Be sleeping with you tonight. So back to you, Ann.
Right. And one thing I would suggest for this person, too, is that to do the space clearing. I know I bring that up a lot because I got so much out of it. But that would get rid of all of the entities, right, in your house?
Yeah. That's what it's designed for, is to get rid of bad Scoobies, things prowling around. Could even be alien life forms. You know, things walking on your walls in the corners. Maybe there's a room that you don't go into a lot because your body says, I don't want to go in there. Maybe there's some kind of closet that you have in your house that you just don't want to always open up. Maybe it's where the hot water heater is. And you don't want to go in there and never open it up. And they could be hiding in there, lurking. And you open the door and you go, I don't feel too well now. That's because maybe you got jumped. So, hopefully you're all feeling great. This is why we have the entity clearing. And if you do the entity clearing online, it's a whole lifetime one. And I would highly recommend doing the unlimited version of that after you do the whole lifetime. But I'll talk about that. I have people asking me what the difference is between the regular whole lifetime one and then the option for that, which is unlimited. So you want to do the whole lifetime to get yourself cleaned out so that your spirit can come more into your body. That's why we have the whole lifetime clearing. And then after I had that those clearings up for a while, I thought, gee, a lot of people stay current with that clearing. And so we did the unlimited, so you can go on it whenever you choose to. Now, if you happen to go on to it and you thought you could just get the unlimited one, which I believe is $50, that clearing will only work in the present moment. It does work. But it's only designed to work in the present moment. So what's going to happen to you, you know, with your whole lifetime full of that stuff, it's not really going to, you know, be that beneficial. But it will work. But the results on it, it will only be in the moment for a $50 clearing, and it's not really going to help you out because you could be having an entity in you, just using that example, that's been with you for 10 days, and you clean out today, it won't go back to 10 days. It only works in the present moment, even though the information on it, you know, goes back into days and weeks. That's why you need to do the whole lifetime to get yourself cleaned out, because your spirit needs to regain its territory in you, in your body temple, that it lost. And that's why you have to have whole lifetime clearings. Hopefully I made some clarity there. So I would definitely do, if you do the entity clearing, get the unlimited to stay current. You're going to notice that once you get cleaned out, you feel pretty good, and you go out somewhere else, and, you know, whatever you're doing, they start to hop in, and you can go on there, daily and just clean yourself out and feel better. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, that's one of the first clearings I did, and I run it all the time. And I guess the person that has these attacks at least should be somewhat happy that they're aware of what's going on with them, which is, you know, why so many of us are very grateful to you, Ron, because at least we may still have these things we have to deal with, but at least we have some knowledge. We know what's going on, and we know how to fix it. So thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next email. This is interesting because I have also had this problem. This person is seeing the numbers 1212 often, again, that they say every time I go to look at a clock in the day, it seems to say 1212. So can we do some of those nice number clearings, Ron?
Okay, so let's do some people's favorite numbers. Typically, you see it on a clock. And so, as far as the way a clock would work, a digital clock, 1212 would work. So let's do 1212. Here we go. Releasing the first 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the second 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you may wonder what these numbers mean. Well, they don't really mean anything except for being numbers, but they are control programs to attach to you to something. So the only reason why you're seeing those numbers all the time is because something is robotically controlling you. Alien out there, and or some kind of program that's installed in yourself, and your body's conscious, and all of a sudden they need to know if that program is still running. So they're definitely not going to ask you, you know, is that program still running? You would say, what program? I'm not controlled. I have free will, free choice. I'm a spiritual being here. I'm told that by the New Agers, and of course I have free will. Well, you somehow research and find those numbers, and they're all the time. That means that they're just validating that they have you connected to a program. We'll do 1111 now. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. There's really no significance to what they are, just that you're seeing them all the time. That means that you are programmed, that they have you. So they're making you move your body, neck, your head, to wherever the clock would be, or your watch, to see those numbers. And maybe they're doing it for every number that's the same. Maybe, you know, or numbers that are different that you're experiencing all the time. But somehow, I think they're kind of having a joke on everybody of having these numbers that are the same, like 1010 and, you know, maybe 909, something like that. So here we go. Let's do the 11. So including the first 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And second 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I mentioned 909, so we'll do that here. Clearing the first 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and in the second part, the 09, we'll call it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And maybe you see 111 all the time, or 1101. That's another controlling program. So they're just making sure that they have you hooked up. That's why you're seeing those all the time. So let's do the 111. So the first one, clearing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the next one, which would be the 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that's cleared. And that's why we have the natal chart clearing on the website, so you're able to release yourself from the mind-controlling programs brought to you by the aliens, the beyondo out there, the planet stars, whatever you want to call them, that you think is real, but they're probably only real in the hologram, and what's behind them. Well, who's the man behind the curtain, you know? What's behind the curtain? What is controlling you? Might be a who, might be a what. And so that's the way it works. So you want to get these controlling programs off of you. That's the validation that they have you. That's why you're seeing those numbers. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That felt really good. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay, on to our next email. And also, we would love to hear from anyone about the healings we're doing on the call tonight, if you've had any relief or what your experiences are with the samples that Ron is doing on the air. That would be great. Okay, when Ron says at the end of healings, blessings, what does this word mean in the now moment? And if we use this word, will we create a cord?
Well, any word that you use could have a cord to it, connecting it to somebody. A lot of people might use the word bless you, right? Is that a good word to use, Ann?
Well, that's what people say when somebody sneezes. I don't, because it just, to me, it feels like old energy and like a God thing, because it was always God bless you. That's what I grew up hearing. So I just do what Jerry Seinfeld suggests and say, you are so good looking, when somebody sneezes. But yeah, so I guess so it could cord. It's okay for you to say it. You're saying a greeting or a... You're saying a light being. When you say it, you're a light being, and you're saying blessings, that maybe the rest of us shouldn't have a habit kind of word that we use, right?
Yeah, if you're using the same word, you might look at it and see how it is affecting you. And remember, all words are like keywords, so what are they doing? How are they affecting you? And kind of like what's going on with that word? What energy are you drawing, you know, from the people? So you might want to look at that as you go through certain words that you might be saying all the time. So anyway, let's you probably do it. Think of a word that you want to have cleared. We'll do that for everybody. So here we go. One, think of that one word. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay. I found that I felt a little uncomfortable using the word God, so I asked for that to be cleared for me.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. We have a request here for you to declone. Oh, I do like when you do this. Could you declone our computers again?
Okay, here we go, everybody. And 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I should help you, I think, and bring in your energy back to your computer, making it real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Thank you, Ron. I was thinking that maybe you could talk a little bit about what clones are. Can they, or might they be just sort of wandering around the way you described entities wandering around, and then they come into your body?
Yeah, what happens is entities are floating around here all the time. Wherever you go, there's entities, and they can come into you whenever they choose to. So.
Well, yeah, but are clones doing the same thing?
Are clones going to take entities?
Well, like, are they also kind of wandering around and they might just attach to you? Like, are they doing
clones,
the same thing entities are doing?
No, a clone can't attach to you, no. You won't have any problem with clones.
Okay. I was just curious if they were kind of, you know, around doing the same things that entities do.
No. Which is good. Have one more thing, you know.
Right. So they more have a plan of attack, literally. They have a destination and they know who they're going to go, you know, get inside of and program and reprogram, right?
In a sense, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Alrighty. Let me just go in. If anyone has any questions again, please send your emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I have that email open right now. Maybe it would be nice, Ron, of course then we won't get any questions if you put everybody's in their heart centers, but I do feel that sometimes when we have problems, we try to think our way out of it, and we get into our heads, and maybe you could just do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody now.
Okay, so here we go, mind-to-heart drop. And I have to command your spirit to do this, otherwise you're working in darkness. So here we go, mind-to-heart drop, dropping down. So counting from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, you feel pretty peaceful now, everybody. And the peace that you're feeling is from your spirit. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay, and we have a couple more emails. Can you, Ron, please do a sample clearing for internalized judgments from parents and then recommend a healing to try for clearing that?
Well, do a clearing for your parents, so you have to think on what that would be for you, how it's affecting you. So here we go. Taking away the energy. Stronger. 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 Your one issue that you're dealing with. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay? And back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I know a lot of people hear a voice in their head that kind of scolds them or instructs them. And I've heard a lot of people say, and the voice is my mother or my father. And I don't know, what does that just mean? The person is too much in their head and they need to drop down into their heart center and that would stop?
Well, they could be having the entities from their parents. Remember, their emotional body could come out of you or out of them into you, and even if they're still living.
Right.
They're watching you, you know, and doing, I guess you could say, astral projecting And maybe that emotional body is doing that too. And all of a sudden, you feel their presence, and then you hear them talking to you, thinking that it's maybe something other than what it is, but it's probably them. And you just think it's yourself, you know, doing that. So that's a possibility there too. But you know, everything that you're dealing with, in a sense, will, you know, have an effect on you. So this is why you want to do a lot of clearings to get rid of these things, so you're not demonized. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a question about orbs and the orb healing release, I guess we should call it. What impact has the orb clearing had for others? Or I guess we could say, what could impact could it have? Since receiving the CLS healings, I have not seen the bubbles or orbs. And then I did the orb removal clearing, even though I don't see the orbs. So I guess they're wondering, you know, how to tell if you had orbs around you. If you don't see them, what would the change be in your life if you've released orbs now?
You'd probably, normally the orbs attach to your skin. So you may have your complexion changing. Maybe your skin could be becoming, you know, softer. Very possibly you're not hearing or seeing events happening in your life because the orbs activate your DNA. That goes to your psychic billboard, to make it very simple, you know. So maybe you just probably have a much more peaceful life during this process. The orbs are not connected to you. That's kind of
okay.
How I would look at it.
Great. Okay, thank you, Ron. And another one, I have old clothing that I'm storing, and I can't seem to release them. What do you think is going on there, Ron?
Is in you who would like to do that, you know, to have these energies? Energies would be your clothing or whatever it would be. So very possibly, the entities do not wish to get rid of those particular set of clothing that you have. And it could also be the energies of the clothing not wanting to be released. Maybe that energy in the clothing from that person who wore them last likes you. So that could be something, too, to look at. Typically, I would say hanging on to something would indicate that the energy of that, whatever it would be, is still connected to you and you don't want to get rid of it, which could be entities.
And wouldn't the object clearing help as well,
yeah,
Ron?
With the object clearing, I'm sure that would help you out immensely, yeah.
Yeah, I found that I recently gave away a lot of things, and I kept thinking about this one thing, even though I knew it was something I wanted to give away. So I did the object clearing, and then I forgot all about it.
Well,
no, it made no sense, you know, no logical sense why I was thinking about something that I knew I wanted to, didn't want to have anymore. And so that finally cleared it for me. So, okay. Could we perhaps do a sample of the object clearing, Ron? By the way, it only costs $1 to clear something. But maybe, you know, everybody could pick. I know you did this recently, but it's really nice. Somebody could pick a piece of jewelry or a pen they use all the time or something, and you could object clear to clear the object for us?
Okay. And remember, that object can cord you also, so you need to kind of look at that, what these everything that you're having is doing, because you don't know who could be in it, you know? Just to go a little different here, let's say that you went out and you purchased, you know, a glass, okay? You went to your store, you know, off the shelf, brand new, you bought a glass. And in the process of you having the glass in your shopping cart, maybe an entity was walking in the store that you couldn't see and goes, oh, man, that's a great glass. I want to have that glass. So now this thing is tagging along with you in the store because it wants to hold that glass and to drink something out of it. And so naturally you go up and the checker gets the glass, and the checker puts her energy or his energy on that glass. Maybe an entity in him goes, whoa, a glass, I want to have that glass myself. So now you have two entities, have them lined up now, following you out to your car, and they come home with you. And all of a sudden, now they're in there, and they want you to take that glass to drink out of it. So what are the entities doing to you? They're courting you to use the glass. And that's a way to look at entities, too, and to get rid of courting. So that's another way you can look at it, which may not seem, I don't know if you thought about that or not, but that's what happens also. So let's do an object clearing here. So you could take a glass if you wish, if you want to clear a glass, clear a pencil that you have or a pen. So just get something that you want to have cleared, and we'll just take away the energy on it and bring in peace. Well, if everybody's ready, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that's released. And pick it up and see if it tends to feel a little different. It feels neutralized. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, next email. Okay, person has two questions about friends of hers or his. What will kickstart someone to receive CLS clearings? A friend knows about CLS and says, oh, yeah, I guess I should do that. And is there something she could do for her? And the second part of the question is she has a friend who seems to sabotage herself, like she does odd things that affect her relationships and her job. And how can she help her?
She could do an entity clearing. That could help. Maybe do a self-empowerment clearing on the person. That could help. There is a self-sabotage clearing, I believe, on the website. You could do that also. Do the 2000 Year of Darkness. That might help her wake up. Yeah, there's a lot of people that may not wish to do something because, or maybe they don't want to get involved with too much light. So maybe the 2000 Year of Darkness clearing could help them. And then you do have the people that, what if they did become self-empowered? That could be very scary. Well, all of a sudden you're not dealing with situations as much and you're self-empowered, but now you have to choose become who you really would like to be, which is whatever you choose to be. And you could have a problem with, not wanting to do that. The 2000 Year of Darkness barcode that's on the website could help out your friends to become a little more conscious. Otherwise, you may not ever come to CLS at all, even though they may hear about it. So,
yeah, I have a lot of people in my life. I feel the same way. Okay, here's an interesting one. What clearing or healing does Ron recommend for someone who's ticklish?
I don't know on that one. Hard to say.
Well, they should probably just get on the healing calls.
I get on that, and I'm
assuming they could request that physical healing.
I'm assuming that they've already had their whole lifetime emotional clearing. So if they haven't had that clearing, then that's where you start. Want to do that one first.
Right. Okay. Okay, our entity clearing and discussion has generated quite a few questions, Ron, so if we could go back to that for a moment. And here's one. Why would entities lurk behind a door waiting to jump into us if they can walk through walls and doors and jump into us anywhere they choose?
Oh, because they're afraid that you might see them. Well, they're assuming that you're very psychic and that you can. Very simple answer to a question that might be, you know, sounding complicated, but that's what it is.
Interesting. And right. Then so they can pass through walls and stuff like that if they wanted to. There's no physical material that could block them. That's his second question.
Yeah. And very possibly maybe they don't know how to go through walls. Maybe they know how to work things without having, you know, they could be thinking that they're still earthbound, which could be true.
Oh, interesting. That makes perfect sense. And they hide. Wow.
Yep. They're afraid to be spotted. Oh, back to you, Anne. What
okay.
else? Out of the hat.
Here's another one on entities. Can babies see things like aliens and entities and different energies like cats and dogs can?
I would assume so. That would probably be correct. I'd say probably, you know, more than people. They probably, you know, have a very well developed, you know, intuitive sense. And then that gets taken away from them because they're more in spirit. And so being more in spirit means that they're having more energy that they can relate to in the spirit realm and seeing more things and knowing more. So they get into the mind programs. Spirit that gets kicked out of the body because the judgments are activated in the DNA and the spirit is forced to leave. Well, back to you.
Okay. And another question on clfquestions@yahoo.com. So thanks for sending them all in and keep them coming. Okay, this is interesting. My 40-year high school reunion is happening this year. It's been 10 years since I've had contact due to the long distance. I guess she's asking, should she go or not? Is this another courting opportunity?
Well, yeah, and it's going to bring you back into the past. Oh, that's one way to look at it. Are you going to be connected to all those people? And they'll probably judge you, you know? Oh, that's, you know, how you need to kind of look at this here. Because as you go there, are you going to look, you know, are you going to look young? Are you going to look old? Are you going to walk in there with some kind of physical problem? And, you know, maybe for some reason, let's just say that for some reason you were, say, a football player and everybody loved you, or the women did, we'll say. And or maybe you were a cheerleader, hypothetically, and everybody liked you too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had a car accident just before you go to this thing, and your front teeth are pushed out. So what are they going to do? They're going to look at you as like, what happened to you? Because you're missing your front teeth. So everybody there who knew you because you really stood out are now going to be judging you because you don't have any front teeth. And what's that going to do to you? And plus, if they may have some wonderful Christians there that want to pray for you now because you had a car accident. So that's kind of a way to look at it. What is going to happen to you by you going there? And does it matter? You know, because the people's energies are going to be, you know, connected and attached to you as you go to this event. So is it a major courting place? Oh, yeah, you bet. And you're going to be bringing up all the old stuff. The old stuff is what you used to reminisce, which may not be too bad, but you're going to be courted into that timeline. And what happened to you when you went to school? Was every day, you know, a pleasure for you? Maybe not. Maybe you had situations which was not very good. And maybe for some reason, maybe it was harder for you. So you got to realize that you're going into that energy being recorded as whoever those people thought you were. And from there, you know, if you're not successful and somebody is successful and they look at you as, gee, this person is not very successful. You know, I got a brand new car every year, and they showed up in a 20-year-old car or something, and they're judging you, and they may have more problems than you have, but they're still putting you into the box in that time frame. So for me, I would say probably, you know, don't go to it just because of that, because you're going to walk away with energetic cords on you that you'd never even think would be possible. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, and from the same person, how does dancing affect my energy?
I don't know. Do entities come into you? I'd have to ask you that. So you need to find out from yourself. Do you have entities coming into you as you're dancing, number one? Do you go out of your body a lot or at all when you're dancing? That wouldn't be too good. So everything, you know, you need to answer that yourself. And we got to end our show probably in about 9 minutes, Anne.
So, okay.
Or that. Okay.
Okay. And you have another show later on another radio station, so you can go to creationlightship.com and get all the information about that if you'd like to listen to Ron for another hour this evening or whatever time of day it is where you are. Okay. Yes, so I guess the dancing thing would depend upon whether you're emotional when you're dancing, or if you get like very worked up and over-energized, you might attract entities into you. Okay. Next email, somebody is writing in that when you did the object clearing, I had cleared my pendulum and did feel a release. Do you recommend still using pendulums to communicate with your spirit?
If you want to, you could. At some point, it may be a stepping stone for you to maybe not use it, but you know, to get more awareness. But I see nothing wrong with it as long as you don't have things attracted to it that could jump into you. So, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it, just that some people start relying on it too much, and then it gets to be a game to you, you know. Remember, it's basically maybe 51% correct and 49% not correct. And if you start narrowing things down with it, which could take you a long time, you may get an answer. But you may start finding that as you're moving the pendulum, you're starting to get the information brought to you that the pendulum is giving you. And that would be, you know, probably pretty good. But the whole thing is, you know, what do you need to do to help yourself? And if that's what you need, then that's perfectly fine. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you. And another entity question. When you do an entity clearing, where do the entities go? To the light?
They go back to the earth itself, basically. Since the air spirit isn't here, the earth energy will hang on to them. The earth is a conscious being. That's what you got to realize, that the earth is conscious. And even though it has no spirit, it still has a consciousness to it. And that's where they go to, because they came out of the earth, was created from the earth energy.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. And again, entities, if they can't pass through walls, etc., what materials will keep them from passing through our clothing? And how do they learn to jump into us through our skin and not learn to pass through walls?
That's many questions at once. I live in the moment. So the first thing is, how do they learn that? I don't know. So that one to me is a question that would be ridiculous to me anyway. They do that. As far as clothing, what you could wear to get rid of them, I don't know. They may like the clothing that you're wearing. If you change something, they may, you know, like that also. You know, the only way to get rid of entities is to do clearings to get them out of your life. So it's not how do you not get them. If you were 100% in your body, then you would not have entities. So that's what I can say. So if you want to get all of your spirit into your body, then at that point you would not be drawing them to you. You're only drawing them because you have a void in your energetic system inside of your body, and entities come in, and they attach to your judgments, waiting to trigger the judgment that you're dealing with. That's how they work.
Right. Right. It would be nice if we could get a jumpsuit or something that would keep them out, but I don't think that's... Okay, my friend may have a new entity that doesn't like me. How to clear an entity you don't want and keep an entity you want? I don't think we want any entities, right, Ron?
Oh, you can go online and do the entity clearing, the whole lifetime one for your friend, if the friend means that much to you, you know, and that's kind of, you know, up to you. People do that for people to help them out. So if the entity is a destructive entity, much we'll say maybe a drug user or something like that, and you like your friend and you don't want them to maybe have this addiction that much longer, then entity clearing could very possibly kind of nip that in the bud. But, it depends on how often you do it. If they're choosing not to get well. So the whole thing is are they choosing to get well, if that's the case? And then the entity clearing could help to keep them possibly from not having an addiction.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, another question. When we die, where does the dark side take our spirit before they actually put us into a new baby's body in the forced reincarnation?
You go to, the darkness. The darkness takes you.
Right.
And you're there someplace in the dark side universe. You're not here. And that's where you... it could be a timeline that they have created, and that's where you go, is to some location of darkness. And there could be, you know, millions of places, and that's where you go to, and that's where they, you know, are connecting you to the darkness.
Right, right, okay. And one more, speaking of darkness, we're kind of ending on a dark note, so maybe before we end the show, Ron, you can bring some peace energy in, but here's one more. Do entities attach to our energetic bodies as well as our physical body?
They can, yes, uh-huh.
Right, so they can get us on all fronts. That's been my experience also.
Yes, all fronts, uh-huh.
Okay, so what can we... do to kind of lighten everything up here, Ron, before the end of our show. We do some nice, we already did the mind to heart drop.
And that probably is no longer working.
Okay.
That one again.
Okay.
We'll command your spirit to bring your thoughts that you have in your head to go into your heart, and you can be peaceful for a little bit of time. Could even be maybe a couple hours. So here we go. Or a couple minutes. Depends on when you choose to think, then you're going to be out of your heart. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, command in your spirit, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody. So that's the end of our program tonight. So thank you, Ann. And our next BBS program, since today is Wednesday, which is the 1st of May, we'll have the next program on Friday. This will be our paranormal night, and we'll just see what comes about on that. So do send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. so we can maybe answer your question for you. Well, thank you, everybody. Blessings and good night. We'll see
you on the next. Thank you, everyone. Bye.